The first item on our agenda, John is going to bring up report and possible discussion on quarterly activity report by Wells Fargo. You have the floor.
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, this is our quarterly report that you see each time. It just sort of shows the activity in the plan for the last quarter. And in this particular case, it actually shows the last four quarters, you can see. First top part just shows the number of people participating in the plan. There's 111 retirees receiving checks at this point. It changes a little bit. I forgot the last time exactly, but it changes sometimes one or two depending on people coming in or going out. But it's roughly remains pretty close to that number. You can see the total participants, including those 111 retirees, are 351. And, of course, that includes active employees that have vested participation in the plan as well as people have terminated but have vested rights in receiving a benefit in the future is what the difference, that 240 additional people that are someday will move into that other category of receiving benefit checks. As you look down in the column, the furthest column of the February column over there, you can see the activity. For this particular period, there was a net increase in the plan assets of $75,000. You can see the breakdown from an investment standpoint. There was actually a gain of about $503,000 from an investment standpoint, both realized and unrealized on a net basis. The benefit payments outgoing for this quarter, almost $14,000, represents, you can see that's pretty similar. It's gone up just a little bit. As there's been some changes in the checks slightly, but you can see it's a little over $400,000 each quarter, and obviously they're paid monthly, so that breaks down to about $130,000 a month or the benefit checks that go out. And you see the expenses just this quarter. You can get if you're looking at the expenses, it's best to look at sort of the whole year in total because of the timing of them. You can see that Gallagher, which is Doug Anderson's here doing their annual actuarial report, and that's his organization's expenses. And then you can see Bogdan, Richard, Holbein's, and then Padgett Stradiman is our auditor. And they just are hit one quarter because they tend to do their audit all in one period there back last year in the summer period. They start, by the way, they're working on the audit right now. And that'll be presented to you all at the next meeting, the results of the audit of the retirement plan, but it's underway right now. And then Wells Fargo, the trustee custodian of the plan, there's a routine sort of expenditures that they have for trust fees and things like that. So anyway, that's the fees, and you can sort of see that's the activity for this last quarter, and really for the last year if you look at all the quarters there. So any questions anybody has about ins and outs? We make our contribution. You can see the November column up there, the $750,000. That's when we actually make our contribution once a year. Doug will be talking to us here in just a few minutes, a couple of minutes, about the required contribution for next year. We make it in September, beginning of our fiscal year. And so that's why it's in that quarter. So that'll be upcoming in the we won't make it for another 6 months or so. Well, not 6 months, but a few months away. So anyway, that's... let you know.
Okay, well, we'll comment more on the contribution.
Sure. When he does his report, you'll be able to see.
But I do think we need to, there's some comments that we need to make when we get to the contribution. Okay.
Yeah. Well, one of the things I'd like to point out is the Wells Fargo line, the 21,000 whatever, that should go down a little bit next year, because if you notice, the first quarter of that was significantly higher. When we did the review of custody, the fees came down, so that should be a decrease next year.
Yeah, we've been operating under a new fee schedule the last couple of quarters, so that's why it'll be about what it is now, but it's a revised and reduced fee schedule. So,
any other discussion on this agenda item?